Hi there, Neville here. It's Friday, June 12th, 2009. A couple of thoughts I wanted to talk about, which are related to a post I wrote this morning and the reactions that it has produced. The post was a story concerning Dell saying that their activities on Twitter they can attribute $3 million worth of sales to those activities, mostly via the outlet store in the US. But there, it's interesting, one of the points I'm making is that the outlet store attracts people who then sometimes go on to visit other aspects of the Dell site and then buy new systems, not refurbished stuff. So they're kind of adding all that together to come up with the number of 3 million since 2007. I think that's quite significant. To me, one of the interesting things about it was Dell is probably the one company, certainly that I can think of for all the companies that I do pay attention to, who are the most advanced in integrating Twitter and treating it as a marketing channel in this context. So if you sign up for Dell Outlet, for instance, to follow it, you're not having a conversation with someone there. You're going to get notices of special offers. That's why people do it. People looking for deals, and they particularly want to get a Dell, they'll subscribe to that, not to have a conversation. There are other means, indeed 40 or so employees that you can do that with. But interesting development, and it fits, I think, a lot with what you see Dell doing in social media, not just in Twitter, others too. But what intrigued me was my post that went up pretty early this morning, UK time, has attracted 16 comments on Twitter. In terms of absolute numbers, that's not a huge amount, really. But to me, it's interesting because this is using a plugin for WordPress called Chat Catcher, written by Shannon Whitley, based in San Francisco. I had the pleasure of meeting Shannon last weekend when I was in San Francisco. That was a real pleasure, I must admit. But this plugin is so useful. And this, to me, illustrates it quite clearly, that these comments, these chats, these transient thoughts, would have happened anyway on Twitter. But if the plugin hadn't existed, I probably wouldn't have known. Well, I would, because I'm paying attention to what's being said on Twitter. But a visitor to the site seeing the post would have seen zero comments. Actually, one comment. Rob Sofuto in New York has left an interesting comment, actually, an actual comment. Came to the blog and wrote a comment as opposed to writing on Twitter. So what happens with ChatCatcher, you write a comment on Twitter and ChatCatcher's monitoring the shortcut links to anything on your site, and it captures that and includes the tweet as a comment on your site. So what it does is it connects all those comments to your blog, just like comments and trackbacks on regular websites do. So when you visit the site, you see the conversations that are taking place elsewhere, and you can click on them and go and see those tweets, and then you can drill further in and see who the people are. Without ChatCatcher, you would not be able to do that from your site. Very interesting. But this post is the one that's produced the most connections to it solely on Twitter. That's the first time that's happened. So people basically are talking or leaving a comment on Twitter, not coming to the blog to make a comment, other than Rob. And so there's no conversation happening on the blog per se, but people are commenting about the Dell announcement and pointing to the post that I wrote to as the thing that these particular individuals have seen and read. I've seen lots of commentary about this story from Dell, which they published last night. So interesting, don't you think? Another good example of connecting these conversations that happen everywhere. The value of doing that, to me, is very clear. And a tool like ChatCatcher, which works on a variety of blogs. I've got a WordPress blog, so Shannon actually wrote a plugin for WordPress, which is pretty good. So this is pretty interesting to see this. And, you know, with different time zones, I'd expect some more to come during the course of the day as we get into the day. It's afternoon here in the UK. The East Coast woken up and that produced some. And when in the United States, when it gets over the West Coast, I bet you there's some more. So interesting development.